This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Yes, it's that time of the week again. A little sacred fire of liberty to fire us all up. Jonathan is here. Cheryl Chumley will be joining us momentarily from WorldNet Daily. And, Jonathan, you know, we've talked over the years now a lot about the unconstitutionality of Obamacare. And a recent court ruling, federal court ruling, I believe, has said that the way that Obama is funding Obamacare is now unconstitutional. This is a new twist, an old twist. I mean, I hadn't heard this as part of the lawsuit, but this was a suit that was brought up recently.
Well, the decision was handed down today, Robert, and it vindicates the House of Representatives. They were the plaintiffs in the action, suing Obama for exceeding his constitutional authority as executive and assuming legislative power. And the court found that there was a violation of the separation of powers, and held that approximately $150 million of federal money had been given to subsidize certain people for so they could purchase Obamacare against the provisions of the law, actually in excess of what Congress had specified in the law, particularly and contrary to that law. So declaratory judgment was issued, but the court stayed its own opinion pending appeal to the D.C. Circuit. This is a remarkable decision and shows you just how problematic it is in this long train of abuses by Obama, where he usurps legislative power and functions more like a dictator or emperor than an executive in our constitutional system.
Could this be a sign that the legislative branch is finally pushing back on the executive branch with the overreach, if you will, the violation of separation of powers?
Yes, this is a Paul Ryan matter. He, the House itself, the majority Republican Party in the House, brought this action, and my hat's off to them. They should bring it, and they stuck with it, didn't dismiss it. Mm-hmm. And they now have a judgment in their favor, which is, add that to the earlier decision on the unlawful assumption of legislative power to rewrite the immigration law by Obama. And you've got a legacy that now in the courts has been shown to involve usurpation of legislative power by the chief executive, which is a good check. It's necessary. Hope it's upheld. We need to put the kibosh on these rulings by executive action in which the president vastly exceeds statutory law to assume power that he otherwise would only have were he able to pass a bill through Congress.
I want to check in what Chief Justice John Roberts would say about this. But he ran away from that one. Of course, he was a deciding vote in Obamacare. Strangely enough, the gymnastics he did. Cheryl Chumley is with us. Those of you who want to understand more about this court case, she's written an article about it at WND. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Federal judge rules Obamacare funded unconstitutionally. Cheryl, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here. And what a day for the House Republicans. Finally a win against Obama. Whether it stands or not, we'll see. But this is a decisive victory for Republicans who have been fighting for some time to reclaim their right of the power of the purse. And this certainly underscores that what the Constitution says, that they do indeed have the right to appropriate and not the executive branch.
Yeah, it's interesting how this angle worked. I mean, years ago, Jonathan, we were talking about the angles of attack in terms of the courts on Obamacare, and you were even, I think there was the Citizens, you know, remind me of the one that was years ago that had been started.
Yeah, we were involved in one of the challenges, but it didn't get through the court system in time before the Supreme Court dealt with a series of other ones that were also brought. Roughly at the same time, our judge actually sat on our case and then dismissed it rather than issue a decision. He didn't dismiss it on any grounds. It was rather remarkable. His decision, which I've never seen one like it before, actually ruled that he would not rule. He ruled that because the matter was being taken up in other cases in other courts, he would not rule, which is an abdication of judicial responsibility.
Absolutely incredible.
But anyway... so that's what happened to that one. But anyway, the long story is a sad one with the Roberts Court upholding Obamacare when clearly it should have been struck down in the first instance. A lot of misery would have been avoided and a lot of dislocation, market dislocation and massive increases in insurance rates all would have been avoided had the court upheld the Constitution and struck this thing down as a violation of the Commerce Clause.
Right, and
that
of course...
not happen.
Yeah, you're gonna the play on the liberal media is going to be how this is going to be devastating for people who are relying on those subsidies. But, you know, my argument for many years, and you know, Jonathan, going back to the origin, Flexner Report on forward, we have a medical monopoly. We have an economic a stranglehold on innovation and the freedom to deliver services in a free market that would include competition to drug exclusive, drug intensive that we're learning every day. The medical monopoly is a very dangerous monopoly because just last week we learned it's the third leading cause of death, that the opioid drugs are causing 40 deaths a day in America, 40 deaths a day in America. And, you know, it's now dwarfing the death rate due to heroin and cocaine overdoses. So the idea here is not to consolidate more power in a central bureaucracy and govern it and mandate it, but it's to allow the great innovation of freedom in all healing modalities to come out and rescue us from an abomination, which is Obamacare, in my opinion.
Well, so much for the idea that a bureaucratized system of medicine and a heavy government overlay as to decisions related to care would provide greater care or would provide greater protection for patients. When we have from Johns Hopkins the study showing that the third leading cause of death in the United States is from medical errors, some 200,000 plus people a year are being killed as a result of medical errors.
Wow. It's incredible. Cheryl, I know that you've covered a lot of angles on the Obamacare issue as well, and the latest being this court case. But and this is, for me, a pet peeve, if I will, with all parties, that whether it be Republican or Democrat, of course, we can go beyond it, the third parties, but very few within those parties, other than Ron Paul over the years, maybe Rand to some degree, have argued for total freedom in health care, total freedom in healing. And I don't know if that's on the agenda of Trump yet or not. We're still waiting to learn, but... again, that's something I'd love to see more written about.
Well, I definitely agree. And I actually think Trump has kind of waffled on this point over the years. In fact, there were quotes that came out in recent months by people who've been covering his campaign that show that, you know, he favored national health care. He favored a universal health care program at one point in time. And, you know, that was being pointed out in the media to show the hypocrisy, supposedly, of Republicans who supported him at that time. And I think he's backed off that a little bit. He solidified a little bit more of the free market angle. But, you know, I agree. I don't see how the government has any business in the medical community at all. They overreach into private health care plans just as much as they do in housing and education. And I favor a reeling back of government in all those areas.
Yeah, and I think that's a shocking thing for some to hear, because that means we're cold and mean and cruel, but it really isn't. What's cold and mean and cruel is that you're forcing people into a drug therapy that is just as likely to kill them as to help them. And there's so many other ways to provide for their health needs, including whether it be dietary supplements, non-GMO foods, the freedom to know and access this as opposed to be forced into one method and one method alone. That's more communistic. When you can buy only one kind of car, well, all kind of cars you want, but they're all black, you know, that kind of thing. Really no choices.
Well, what Trump is proposing of late is that that we repeal Obamacare, but also that we supply medical savings accounts so that people can exercise choice and have tax-free medical savings accounts provide for their own insurance and so on, to privatize insurance markets again. So he's very much against the insurance industry monopoly that is created through Obamacare, wants to get rid of Obamacare, but he's also talked about the indigent being supplied sort of a direct payment, perhaps through the states, that would enable indigent people to purchase health insurance, but for everybody else to have medical savings accounts that are tax exempt to enable them to set aside money for their own insurance. So I think at least his position in the campaign and consistently has been really to repeal and replace Obamacare in this way.
Mm. Well, there's so much news on Trump today that he met with Ryan. They're trying to kind of come to some agreement to unify against Hillary or Bernie, because Hillary's still under the potential for criminal proceedings on the email thing that she pretends isn't really happening. I almost don't know where to begin. There's so much news today, Cheryl.
There certainly is. I mean, if Trump wasn't in the news before, my goodness, he's definitely in the news 24/7 now. And, you know, I guess what mostly amazes me at this point that, you know, Trump stands alone in the Republican Party as the presumptive nominee, and yet you still have a sizable number of Republicans coming out and failing to endorse him, making negative statements about their own likely candidate. You know, today or yesterday, you just had Senator Mike Lee, who rose to prominence on a Tea Party wave, coming out and saying things like, "Trump scares me to death," and I just think that's above and beyond what we need at this point.
Well, we'll see where we can go with it. We've got the Sacred Fire of Liberty team together again. Jonathan Emore at emore.com. Of course, Cheryl, the author of The Devil in D.C. and much more. And you can find her linked up in the show notes at WorldNet Daily, where she writes regularly. Norm Singleton will join us at the bottom of the hour from the Campaign for Liberty. And we got a lot of healing to go, including special episode about veterans' health a little later.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, more on Trump right now with Jonathan E. Morton and Cheryl Chumley. Another article out there on Trump and his stance, as it's being reported. Did he soften his stance on the so-called Muslim immigration ban? Did he not? What's the real story? Cheryl, you covered it, and Jonathan, I know you have perspective on it as well, but Cheryl, what's the story? Did he soften it or not? Is this being manipulated by the media? What's happening?
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you go back and look at his campaign statement, he outright called for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. That's the written statement his campaign put out. And now he's saying, which in my view is a little bit backtracking, he's saying that nobody's ever introduced a policy like that. You know, he would consider it, but he would also consider other options. So it doesn't seem as decisive as what his press, his campaign put out a few weeks ago. So in that respect, he's backtracked. But if you know Trump and you follow Trump, these are the types of statements he makes all the time. He comes out with, you know, full force blaring, and then he kind of walks it back a little bit and clarifies.
Right. Jonathan,
I didn't read too much.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure that out. But Jonathan, my sense is that, you know, he was trying to call for some common sense. We're not, we don't know who's coming in. Are they harmful to us? And let's find out. And that seemed to me the gist of what he was saying. Of course, it came out as something that was polarizing.
Yeah, that is the gist of his position. And as he said when he introduced the ban, he said it would be a temporary ban and that his purpose was to prevent radical Islamic terrorists from getting into the United States. Now we're coming to the phase where he's actually contemplating implementation. And the question is one of scope. Do you include every Muslim within the temporary ban? Do you include only Muslims who are linked to radical Islamic terrorism or who lack a background that you can check? He's definitely committed to preventing anybody who is a radical Islamic terrorist from coming in and anybody to come in who hasn't been vetted. And he's identified Rudy Giuliani as a potential person to head up a commission that would look at the means of implementation, how you change the archaic and insufficient immigration system that we have so that you can flag people who are radical Islamic terrorists and determine whether, you know, by limiting those who can come into the country who lack a background or who are affiliated with terrorism. So Giuliani is thought to be the one that Trump will turn to create this federal system in place of existing immigration and to do so essentially perching from the outside of that system, not as a head of Immigration Naturalization Service, but as the head of a presidential commission that would be a go-to entity that would change the law and introduce new measures to block the import, you know, immigration from radical Islamic terrorists.
Well, the way the media covers this, it's so hard. You got to parse it. That's why I always love talking to you, Jonathan, as well as you, Cheryl. What have you got that you're working on for the next couple of days? Because, as I said, there's so much news happening. I'm thinking, how do you discern what you're going to write about next?
Well, mostly I'm covering political news tomorrow, and I'm just keeping an eye on what's going on, what's coming out of Capitol Hill regarding, you know, like Paul Ryan came out today and talked about how we found common ground with Donald Trump. So I'll be looking to see if some of these Republicans that have been in the Trump opposition camp are now going to come out and offer full-fledged endorsements. That should be interesting to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the thing. How do you backtrack for some of the statements that were made? But then again, it's politics. This kind of thing has happened throughout history, although it is unique. And Trump is a character unlike anyone else that we've seen in our lifetime as far as the way he runs and the way he is non-politically correct, which we do appreciate for the most part here as well. But Jonathan, your predictions about this have been right. You've been just nailing it.
Well, I think Paul Ryan is standing on quicksand, and I think, you know, if you're the Speaker of the House, you are the Republican leader in the House, if it's the Republican Party. And if you're a chair of the Republican National Convention, you are the Republican leader. As the Republican leader, you must support the putative, you know, the presumptive nominee of the party, whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, you have to resign as Speaker, and you have to resign as the chair and let someone else in the position who can lead that Republican Party to support that nominee. So I think that he's way out of line for saying he's not going to, holding back any endorsement.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not making a lot of friends among those who are ready for a major change in the way government is run up there. All right, Jonathan Emord, we'll be back with Norm Singleton. Cheryl Chumley, always a pleasure to have you on board with us.
Thank you.
All right, back with more powerful political, economic, legal healing, and more after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Who is left to argue for liberty? How about our good buddy Norman Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, along with Jonathan Ebord here, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Norm, welcome back.
Thank you. How are you?
We were just chuckling as you were telling us about the bad news you were bummed about this week. And tell everybody what it was, because it made Jonathan and I laugh.
Oh, well, the split of the Osbournes, Ozzy and Sharon. You know, we all know that they're, you know, they've been around for ages, and
yeah.
Just kind of a shame to see them
Ozzy finally went rock star on her.
I think Norm's saying that as go the Osbournes, so goes the nation.
Yep.
The great divide. Oh, well. Right. We'll somehow carry on, but I feel your pain, as we've heard before. Listen, we got, you know, there's so much news on, as we say, on the Trump front, of course, on Hillary versus Bernie. Bernie seemingly got a whole steam of momentum, if I can call it that, into the end for the Democratic Party, and they're still looking at Hillary with the FBI investigation.
Right. So it's really Hillary versus Hillary and Hillary versus Bernie. But Hillary's doing a wonderful job at hurting herself. She continues to lie about the emails, and I really like it that James Comey came out this week to say that, what do you mean, an inquiry? This isn't an inquiry. It's an FBI investigation. Hello? This is a criminal matter. This isn't just, you know, a security review.
Right. This is like a Monty Python skit where the arms and legs are cut off and she says it's a flush wound.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm wondering, though, today if they discussed audit the Fed, Trump and Ryan, because, you know, that the focus right now, of course, is still on the ongoing investigations and the emails. But another issue that Bernie Sanders exploited is her tie-ins with the big banks and the financial establishment. Well, Hillary also has got money from a Federal Reserve Board of Governors and several Federal Reserve employees. So, Bernie is for audit the Fed. Donald Trump's for audit the Fed. Ted Cruz, obviously Rand Paul. It's very bipartisan. Alan Grayson, a progressive hero.
Yes, Democrat. So that could be, would that be a wedge issue or not? I mean, you think that would be one of alignment where they could all get behind it, but we'll see. Now, up on the Campaign for Liberty, Norm, you've got a blog post here. It's headlined, "Even Phony Reform Too Much for the Queen of Civil Asset Theft." And I'm just wondering, that's an interesting headline. What are you intimating there?
Well, we call Loretta Lynch the Queen of Civil Asset Theft because she is. But she is also very much involved with, you know, she has called it a wonderful tool in the past, and that's why we opposed her nomination for Attorney General, along with some other issues. But last year, before he stepped down, Eric Holder did a series of reforms to equitable sharing, and unfortunately, it wasn't nearly as great as it was made out to be. But you know, it was small reforms. But as we see a lot of times in D.C., even phony reforms are not good enough for the are still too much for supporters of government power. So Lynch, his attorney general, reversed that reform, so the government can. So, and what the equitable sharing is, it's basically a program that the equitableness is that if your car or your house or your cash is seized by the federal government and it's some sort of state, joint, local, state, federal, local task force, all three governments get to share in the revenue.
Really? It's not about the equitability or the inequitability of stealing without due process.
It's not equitable to you. It's equitable to it's about being equitable to the government.
And Jonathan, this sounds like the reformulation of the term justice to just us.
Yeah, the asset forfeiture laws used by the Justice Department are an enormous travesty of justice, because you have people who, before they have been convicted, are losing the property that they have, and frequently.
Oh.
The laws take the very property that they need to defend themselves.
Hold on 1 minute. I'm being called away for something.
Go ahead, Norm. We got you covered, buddy.
So it's you know, the use of that law is outrageous, because oftentimes it causes the defendant not to have the financial wherewithal to hire lawyers to defend themselves against oftentimes extremely serious charges. So It denies justice. It ensures the depravity of the defendant so that the government can roll over them.
And it sounds like what pirates do.
Well, right. It uses a holdup that is taking of their property, and they take everything, so that they can then force the person into consenting to the charges and suffering a penalty. So a lot of these defendants, even when they have good arguments, abandon those arguments in order to get at least a part of the money back, and they accept a term of years in prison in exchange. So it's really outrageous. It violates fundamentally the constitutional requirements for jury trial and for, you know, to be fully informed of the charges against you when before the charges are even brought to a court and you're informed of them, you have the civil asset forfeiture taking place.
I mean, isn't this how, like,
it's deprivation of property without due process
right.
of law?
Right, but isn't this how, like, the FTC
violates the
operates?
Fifth Amendment. This is how the Justice Department operates, the SEC, and now increasingly other agencies of the government are using the asset forfeiture laws through the Justice Department. So they are increasingly expanding this. This was initially said to be for the purpose of going after drug kingpins.
Right, the war on drugs, yes, you're right.
But
and it turned out to be a war on the people.
It was expanded beyond that. It was expanded beyond that to securities fraud and all kinds of things.
And also it's part of the war on cash because one of the things, a lot of cases, a lot of the most outrageous cases involve people traveling with large amounts of cash. Of course, that's considered suspicious today if you have cash, and that's because the government wants to force us all into one, a more easily trackable way of doing our financial transactions, and two, and probably most important, if they need to do what they did in Greece, the what's it called, buy in or bail in or however
the haircut, as they say. I don't know if I mentioned this on the air, but when I was up in Canada for a health show, we sold a lot of books up there, and they were sold for a lot of cash. And so, you know, with Ty Bollinger up there, I went into the bank to help them transfer the Canadian to the U.S. And they were just so kind and friendly. There was no pay. You know, I had a completely different sense of the interaction with the tellers. Like here in America, if you walk into a bank with cash, it's an immediate paranoia. They look at you as if you're a criminal. I don't know if that's just unique to me, if I look like a criminal. But they in Canada, I didn't have that same sense of it. It was weird.
They might look at you as if you're a Canadian, Robert.
Maybe, but like I said, no, here's the U.S. passport, no. But again, that thought form, that they've really programmed the American people to expect that and accept that you're guilty before anything.
Or even trying to get, money converted from the bank into cash, asking for a withdrawal.
Right.
Of a large cash amount. Many banks will not allow you to withdraw the cash on demand. You have to put in the request for the withdrawal if it's above a certain amount, and then the bank takes several days to do it. And oftentimes they'll ask you what it's for. What is this for? And you have to sometimes even fill out a form explaining the purpose of the withdrawal. I mean, what
Jonathan,
a huge intrusion.
This ticks me off. This is like when I talk about we become a nation of wimps and wussies, that we would tolerate that.
I agree.
So has anybody challenged these civil asset forfeiture on constitutional or other grounds?
No, we're waiting for you to do that, Robert. The rest of us are wimps.
I don't have enough for them to take, so it would be a non-starter as far as the case, but somebody would, I would think. Anyway, Norm, the Campaign for Liberty, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
You agree. Now, there's also an update, it looks like, on the Bellion Spirits. We talked about this because, Jonathan, I was up in Washington, D.C., and you were there, and it was about this NTX additive to alcohol that would reduce by 90% liver damage and DNA damage. It was stunning what I found out, and
right.
I'm so excited to continue talking about it. You've got another post on this.
Right, we did. We got some. There's some good stories coming up about this issue and about how. And I think two of the stories that we posted, though, they're kind of unusual for us because they're more in the way of product reviews of it and even a recipe. But you know, it does show that this isn't some you know, strange tasting or out of step vodka. It's actually it actually is a product that people should or I don't want to endorse the product, but it's according to drbooze.com, it's not a bad vodka, and it does have the NXT, and it's a shame that you know, Bellion can't advertise this
that they have a vodka that actually doesn't do damage to your liver. I mean, that would be great news if you're a drinker. I mean, I'm not a drinker, nor maybe you are. I don't know, but Jonathan does. But I fully endorse that if somebody's going to drink, I want them to drink something that's not going to harm their liver.
Well, the best tasting spirits blog has a review of it, and they liked it. They actually gave a recipe too for it. There's evidence that it won't harm your liver, and yet the FDA is preventing people from knowing this.
All right. Well,
preventing Bellion from conveying the information.
From conveying the information. Again, restraint on freedom of speech. How American that has become. How disappointing. Well, we've got some heroes for health, freedom, and healing liberty here from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton, and, of course, Jonathan Emord, back to wrap it up after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We were just talking a little bit about the vodka issue with the NTX additive that reduces liver damage to almost nothing. Maybe there's a link here, Norm, because on the Campaign for Liberty blog, there's another blog post that says, and you thought red light cameras were a bad idea. Where are you going with this?
That is actually a grant from the National Science Foundation to a consortium that in Florida that is trying to develop a technology as a watch that would monitor how much people drink and whether or not their blood alcohol might exceed the legal limits. And the idea is to put it on those who've been convicted of a DWI, but of course, it wouldn't likely stop there, and it could be something that could be developed into all sorts of scary things that the government could watch, you know, how much we're eating, how much we're exercising. All sorts of...
Do you have the right antibodies?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I see where you're going with this. That's another Orwellian creep into control of your very life, your very being.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Interesting. Well, all right, so who would be more likely to endorse an idea like that, a Donald Trump or a Bernie Sanders or a Hillary Clinton from if they have a fundamental belief system, who lends themselves more toward liberty?
I would guess in that case Hillary Clinton, because she's more of the type that C.S. Lewis talked about in that famous quote of a tyranny that is exercised for your own good. I mean, she if you look at her past, her belief system, she tends to be more of the we're going to take away your liberty, you know, for your good and for the common good. Not to say that necessarily Donald Trump is some sort of a libertarian, but I don't think he's necessarily a big nanny state guy. Whereas we know Hillary is believes that the government can be used for good, both domestically and internationally, and that's sort of a theme running through her whole career.
Right. Well, and, you know, how many things can they do with identification papers, numbering, before you cannot move about state to state if you don't have proof, for instance, that you're covered by Obamacare, that you're actually participating in a mandatory system, in a system that, as I said, is abhorrent to me because it violates a fundamental human freedom to decide what kind of health care you want. Then it might not be having anything to do with what the federal government or even the state government say is the only kind you're allowed to have.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. And, of course, you know, this type of thing, once again, we see it just like with civil asset theft started. Oh, it's for drug dealers. This is for old drunk drivers. But, over time, gradually these things, their scope grows until it's, really just going over, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, next hour, I got something cool because we're going to talk about another way to help our veterans. Outside of the VA system and with PTSD and other things. So a big, interesting topic coming up next hour on that. Jonathan, again, looking at the political scene, we got about a minute and a half left, but what's next for Ryan and Trump? What is Ryan going to do next?
Well, I think Ryan's going to say, I had a cozy discussion. He's going to have another meeting with Trump and say, gee, you know, my first meeting with Trump, I like Trump as a person. And I came close to endorsing him, but I didn't do it. Now I'm meeting with him again, and I like him a little more. And I think I might endorse him this time, but maybe not. Okay, and then the next meeting, yes, I now have decided. I like Trump. I'm endorsing him. I believe we can have common ground. I mean, what is all this nonsense? He is the Speaker of the House. If he doesn't want to be the person who supports the Republican nominee, he should resign as Speaker, because the Speaker's job is to be the leading Republican in the House. That's the party in power. He has to support the party. If he doesn't want to support the party, don't be Speaker. Be critical, and that's fine. You just can't be the Speaker of the House.
All right, well, there you go. Another Sacred Fire of Liberty under the belt. And, Jonathan, thank you. And, Norm, thank you for being on board, as always.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to hear about Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon, like you. But maybe it's that rock and roll thing you couldn't undo.
Yep.
Folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing here on GCN, and you can listen, archives available all over the world. Thank you for being here. The power to heal on all levels. It's yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save
you hundreds
of dollars a year.
We'll see you guys next time.
A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.